Welcome, welcome, welcome to a bonus episode of the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to talk about a couple of things. This is not a full episode, y'all. It's just a bonus episode. Listen, Anchor turned into Spotify for podcasters, and now, like, it's a whole different fucking platform, and listen, I just got to put out an episode, okay? So, here go an episode, since Spotify need an episode today. So I'm going to put the episode out so y'all can have an episode. So this is not an actual episode, by the way, though. It's not. It's like, I'm going to list it as a bonus episode. Fuck it. I don't care. Anyways, just know that I'm only I got other shit to do, y'all. But I'm only talking because Spotify was like, bitch, you have to put out something. So Jussie Smollett, we're not talking about Jussie Smollett. We're not talking about Jussie anymore. That whole Fox thing, Fox done put out some stupid ass documentary about how this nigga lied and got the two African brothers on there talking that shit. And it's like, I'm not talking about that. We over it. We over it. Everybody know he lied. If you believed him, you a dummy. So whatever. We're over it. Moving on. The ICC, here's something very interesting. Just a few hours ago, the ICC, which is the International Criminal Court. Yeah, you ain't never heard of it. Neither have I. I had to look it up. The International Criminal Court is a bullshit institution, is basically what it is. It's just a bullshit ass institution. It's, you know, where retired officials go to feel like they're still needed somewhere. All right, so the International Criminal Court done put a arrest warrant out for Putin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is an arrest warrant out for Vladimir Putin and Maria. Oh, Lord. Her last name sounds like something. It sounds like when I pronounce it, when I say it and I say it the right way, I've heard it being said, and it sounds like something you would kind of like, it sounds mocky. I don't know. It just sounds, I'm not going to try to say it, but him and her got arrest warrants out. Now, why they got arrest warrants out for them? Okay, so the girl, Maria, she's the head of this children's organization that's basically been stealing babies. They taking Russian or Ukrainian babies. I swear, it's not funny. It's not funny. Go look this shit up. I'm only laughing because I can't make this shit up. This is crazy. This is insane. So this lady been directing this unit to go and take all of these, a whole bunch of Russian kids or Ukrainian kids to Russia. They've been kidnapping them, stealing them, snatching babies. And they haven't even been like quiet about it. Like, they've been like, yeah, we rescuing them because we killed their parents, so now we're taking them in as orphans. It sounds really fucking weird, but if you go back in history, that's the way that a lot of, like, tribal wars were fought. Even before, like, major civilizations in those areas. You look all across the continent of Africa, all across America, North America, and South America. When you go to take somebody's shit, you take their kids. If their parents is dead, you take their kid. That's labor. That's a workforce. That's a whole ass workforce generation. You better take them babies. That's what they doing. They killed the parents and then they took the babies. But now everybody's saying like, no, but wait a minute. Because some of these parents are still alive. They didn't die in no war. Some of these parents are still alive. Russia is going up in there and snatching babies. And I'm just like, I'm just so confused. I am just so confused. Why is Putin, and what does Putin have to do with, well, Putin has to, they just trying to get Putin, basically, is all it is. They just trying to get him. They don't have nothing else better to do. It can't nobody else get him. And so they're like, you know what? We gotta figure out how to get this fool, and this is how we get him. So, I know it's very strange. I know, it's very, very strange. What else is on the list? I'm not talking about no Ice Spice. You, season four, there's something. Okay, season four of You, guys. If you have not seen it, watch it. Definitely watch it. There's definitely some triggering points, but definitely go and see that shit. It's pretty smart. It's pretty genius. When part one came out, everybody was talking about, oh, this is like too much like Glass Onion and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And I had never heard of Glass Onion before, so I was like, fuck it, let me watch Glass Onion. So I watched Glass Onion. And it's like one of those murder mystery type of situations, right? It's like a, yeah, you know what it is. If you ain't seen Glass Onion, go watch it. So I'm sitting here going like, okay, it's a murder mystery, but it's not like Glass Onion. It's nothing like Glass Onion. This is just a regular schmegular murder ass mystery. And I think they did a pretty brilliant job with it. If you keep up with any of the spoilers, you'll know that, a lot of people realize that, I'm not gonna spoil it for y'all, but a lot of people figured out what it was, but then they didn't figure out the whole thing. Yo, the whole thing, if you have y'all fucking, so you know I'm a spoiler anyway. I'm a fucking spoiler alert. If you ain't seen it, go stop this and go watch it right now, because I'm finna talk all about it. So when Reese was the killer, okay, we find out that Reese is the killer. A lot of people was like, yeah, we knew that, you know. I saw a ton of spoilers. I binge watched part one the first night that it came out, and then I immediately went to YouTube. And I was like, all right, who got a commentary first? Yo, there was already commentary on there. Folks already sitting there were like, this is my speculation. Like, just hours after it fucking came out, right? So I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'm sitting here, I'm getting all the deets. A lot of stuff was wrong. A whole lot of stuff was wrong. But there are some things that was right, and it was pretty compelling. So it was just kind of like, okay. And when they didn't take too long, you know, letting us know that Reese was just in his head. You know, they kind of like summed it up, but it didn't feel rushed. And I like how they did that. What else? I don't like what they did with Lady Phoebe. Honestly, I really, and this sounds so messed up. It sounds so messed up. But I wish they would have killed her off. Like, she was stupid. She went through with the marriage. And as soon as she get married, she like, oh shit, what did I do? You know, there's that whole sequence of her, you know, dropping off like all of her shit that she had on and everything, leading up to her going into the elevator having a straight up panic attack. They said that they found her walking around, roaming around the streets like half naked. And instead of, you know, calling anybody, paparazzi stopped and just took pictures. So I'm sitting here like, it would have been more fitting if she would have just been like, okay, I'm done. I can't do it. She's Lady Phoebe. Come on. When has she ever had to go through something like that? Never. I think it would have been better for the storyline. I'm not saying that because I liked her. I think we all kind of liked her. She was likable. But I think it would have been better for the storyline if they would have killed her off. I like what they did with Adam. They just kind of like got rid of him. Boom, you're trash. You're done. I don't like Connie's ending because I don't fucking remember it. And then the other dude, how he went to the, he went and did a safari or something somewhere, ended up shooting somebody, one of his friends in the face. That's supposed to be like I think they snuck a lot of shit in there that they thought people would pick up on, but people aren't picking up on that. Like, people aren't picking up on the fact that they had a whole ass conversation about how, he was like, didn't one of your vice presidents shoot somebody? in a hunting accident or something. So it's supposed to be akin to that. The Beck, when Beck returns, and you know when he was like all them bitches returned, but when everybody was returning and Beck did her little scene or whatever, if you notice, everyone, he walks into the room, he's walking in a room full of blonde headed girls, but he can't see their faces. When Beck starts talking, the people disappear and it looks like the seats are empty. Those aren't empty. There's something on each of the seats. What's on the seat? Peaches. Peach Salinger. Like, there's like a whole lot. They snuck in so many little bitty things. And I just finished rewatching it for the third time. And I picked up on some stuff. And I want to go on YouTube to see if anybody else picked up on it. Maybe I might do something about it. But honestly, I really don't. I don't have the energy for it. I didn't have the energy for this. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest with you. Anchor FM is no more. It is now Spotify for podcasters. I don't know how in the fuck Spotify just taking over everything. I hope they make this platform a lot better. I hope they streamline it a lot easier than what it has been before. As y'all know, if you guys been following me, you know I've been having issues with fucking Anchor. And I stopped bitching about it so much. But... new name, new rant session. So if it starts fucking up again, y'all finna hear me. But it's telling me that I'm having to do this and do that, and I don't like it when things tell me when I have to push it out. I don't like that. I got shit to do, damn it. Anyways, okay, this, all right, I'm at the 12 minute mark. Cool, I'm good. Y'all good? Cool. I'm sorry that this was so lackluster, but I got shit to do. I'll be back. I'll let y'all know when I'm coming back. When I'm coming out with the season. Is that ready yet? All right, y'all. Bye.